This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've got a question that we are asking and answering on the show the next couple of weeks, all the rest of the year as well, actually. Who are the people who make this economy work, and is this economy working for them? This is the United States of Work.
There's always things that you don't like about your job.
You work hard for what you want.
You know, every job has your ups and downs.
Whatever good job means.
I like the hustle. I like working fast.
That's not a career. It's a lifestyle.
Our stop today is the service economy. It's about 17% of the labor force, 2 out of 10 workers, plus or minus. Jobs like medical assistants and police officers, lifeguards and chefs and dishwashers. Remember, our literary device here was to create 10 profiles representing as closely as possible the characteristics of the 164 million people in the entire American labor force, and then to go out and find those people. Details and methodology at marketplace.org/work. But right now, our two service sector workers, same sector of this economy, very different backgrounds, though, very different jobs, and very different economic realities.
My name is Neil, and I'm a bartender at the Game Night Lounge here in Portland.
34-year-old Neil Cairns in Portland, Oregon.
We're a board game bar, so we specialize in board games. We have over 850 board games there. We get lots of families in, couples, big groups, that kind of thing. But yeah, the place is a blast.
Do you have to know the rules of all these games, or you just like let other people?
No, I usually tell people I know somewhere between 5 and 7% of the games. I know where most of them are on the shelves, and I feel like I'm doing pretty good there.
What got you into bartending anyway?
Oh, I got out of the Navy and wanted to do something totally different. You know, took a 2-week course to learn how to tend bar, and then just started applying places, and it turned out something I really love doing.
What'd you do in the service? What'd you do in the Navy?
I was a linguist, so I was a Spanish translator, basically.
How long were you in?
About 9 years. 8 years, 11 months, and 18 days, specifically.
But who's counting?
Yeah, I wasn't keeping track or anything.
Yeah. So I will tell you, I spent 8 years in the military, Navy as well. And the big challenge for me when I was done was figuring out what I was going to do when I got out. Mm. How did that go for you?
About the same. I didn't have a big plan in place and, just started looking for things that I could potentially do. My skill set was not vast. I could speak Spanish and I was living in San Antonio, so everyone else did too. And so I needed to find some skill that I could pick up in a relatively short period of time and get to work.
Hmm. Can we back up for a minute? Why did you join the military right out of high school? What was it that, that drove that?
Panic, I think. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. Nobody had ever really talked to me about things like how to apply to a college or apply to take my SATs or ACTs. So I hadn't done any of that. You know, I did not come from a well-off family. So they definitely could not have paid for my school. I tried thinking of what my best options was going to be. And I did know where the military recruiters were. So I went that way.
So you get out and you wind up as a bartender. What's your day like? I mean, you get up in the morning, or I imagine you're tending bar till late at night. So you get up probably mid morning, late morning.
Yeah, I wake up at the crack of noon and, usually grab breakfast at home and then hop on the bus. I need to be worked at 3:30. I'm, Navy man, tend to show up everywhere early. So I'm usually there, no later than 3. But it takes me between an hour and a half to get to work every day. I commute on the bus and with my bike. But then, work the bar until close, clean the place up, rush to get back to a bus and train to make it back home before the train stop running, and head to bed and do it again the next day.
Are you making a good living? I mean, are you getting by?
I'm getting by. It's a week-to-week kind of thing. This is one of the lower volume places I've worked, so I do make a little bit less than I have at other bars. I'm able to pay the bills and pay my debt, and that's about it.
So all in all, then, is this economy working out for you?
I'd say it's definitely a challenge. When I started tending bar back in 2012 and in the year or so that followed, I made really good money. I made money enough that I was able to save. When I decided to move back to Oregon, I saved $3,000 in 3 months to make the move. These days, I don't think I could do anything even similar without living a pretty pauper lifestyle.
So if this bar closed tomorrow, what would you do? Would you be all right?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Think about that every now and then. I don't know exactly what I would do. I think the first thing I would probably do right now would be able to apply to some of the places much closer to my house. I live within walking distance of three bars. But bartending here in Portland is a really competitive market. I tell people all the time we have over 900 bars in Portland, which is a lot, but we have about 12 bartenders for every bar, and you don't need that many. So the competition to get a bartending job is pretty stiff.
Hmm. Last thing, what's your least favorite drink to have to make at the bar?
Oh, man. It's going to be either a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, yeah.
Or any layered shot. Really not a fan of making those things.
That was Neil Cairns, barkeep at the Game Night Lounge in Portland, Oregon. Later on in the program,
when people say, like, oh, it's just hair, I'm like,
The Service Economy, Part 2.